village around Lake Community, the home on January 4th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting, January 4, 2016, at 7:19 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin.
All present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Megan, motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of December 7, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any questions?
I'll be abstaining.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Aye.
Thank you. On the Committee of the Whole, the only thing that we have, public comment. Anything?
We've had the pleasure of meeting Sergeant Cooney on multiple occasions, and Katie Sergeant. She's extremely talented, very well-mannered, and extremely thoughtful of everybody that she serves in the community. And my subject certainly tested that. She was watching, she presented me with a work for an essay contest that he wanted to know. It's nice to know that we have officers like that on our watch.
Thank you, Senator. On the Committee of the Whole, the only thing we have is under Public Works, well number 3 feasibility study. Would you lead off?
Mr. Mayor, Board, Sebastian Woodman has completed a well 3 feasibility study, and the report has been attached in your packet. I'm recommending that we approve the study as presented and start incorporating some of the suggestions into our 5-year capital plan.
Are there any questions? We will move it forward. Thank you, Adam. Special events?
Just at the beginning of the Arbor Day preparation. And I just wanted to ask if anyone from the board or from our other table has any other vendors or contacts that they would like us to add for trees or things that can be used for Arbor Day. Please let me know in the next day or two so that we can get a letter out to them and then make a personal contact with them afterwards.
Very good.
And so it begins.
And so it begins. The new year is here. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
And under administration, Cedar Lake Road alignment, realignment, options.
Before I start that, if the board isn't aware, there is a GoFundMe page for the Perry House Fire. You can go to their website and actually put in the zip code of Round Lake, and it will come via that main page. There have been 310 donors for $26,000. Along with everything else, how many crash bowls of
they've at least 5 garage full of stuff.
Wow.
They received numerous envelopes and credit cards and gift cards, and I can't even tell you all. But if you knew this couple, they are such givers themselves, and they're so involved in their school and in the community that it doesn't surprise me that this is all coming back to them in this manner.
This is really just for informational purposes only, and keep the board informed. We'll go page by page. The first top page, that's in front of you, is the red alignment. That is the
accounting board's preferred alignment for a Cedars Lake Road option going through our downtown. Let me step back a little bit. We met with the county 3 weeks ago, Mr. Zimmerman, somewhere around there, to go over these options. These options came up because one of the questions we asked is, have you ever looked at actually going through the Village Hall area that year? And they had not, because they didn't think it would be an option at all. So we just threw it out there on the table to say, could you look into that for us, and what is the impact? To see if they can give us more of a footprint for development if they change the alignment a little bit better here, Harden Cedar Lake Road. In any event, the next one is the blue alignment. What that does, that impacts the McGee School, and it essentially goes right through the strip mall north of here, and the attics would be gone. It does save the Village Hall and provides a larger footprint in that area down there. And then there's comments on this page, too. If there's any comments as we go through them or any questions, let me know. The pink, which is the next page, is nearly the same option as the blue, but this actually goes right through the Village Hall, but provides less of a footprint in this area by where we're at now. And finally, the yellow goes to the Village Hall and the pump station. I will tell you right now, that is out in my mind, because it would be millions of dollars to move the pump station and the catalog lines. And finally, the last picture is all four put together. Any options other than the red will probably cost more money because they'd have to provide grading. They'd have to increase the height of the road no matter what. Personally, my preference, if someone asked me today if you had a select one of these, would they use the blue? That's my option. Blue, if we could do something with the school, I don't like the school being impacted as it is. It's a brand new school, brand new, you know, overnight drive. And, you know, I don't, this is just preliminary. The county needs to say no to all of these. They haven't given us a cost of any of these. But we just want to continue the discussion with the alignment. They are suggesting they would like to have an alignment, center line done by this summer. I've heard that before. They've done it in December. And I know there's been many, many center lines and different options done, at least in my many years here, probably before that time. So that's just go ahead.
Right. Just to clarify, though, that when they designate a center line, that actually gets recorded, it becomes a public record, and actually starts to impact development in the area. So that would be like a formal designation that becomes kind of drives how things are built moving forward. People will build it the right way.
And that's the reason we want to continue to talk with them, because we'd like to have a center line if we ever want to get any type of development downtown. No developer will come in here without some type of center line done that, no one will build it over top. It's just pictures. They have no idea then what's going on. Now, this isn't in their capital plan yet. Once the center line is agreed to and recorded, it could go out 6 years in their plan just for, I believe, phase one. Let's put it this way. It could be between now, if it was in the plan now, it could be between now and 15 years out, I think. So, I think I have a better chance for around 53. Any questions? Any thoughts? No options, don't do it at all.
Well, I don't like the big one too much. I just think that I hate to cut off that axe. I just can't believe we can't prove that it was just a titch more. So
you also got the right of way you got to account for it too. But that's what I'm looking for. That's, you know, like any of them, just, you know, let me know.
The one thing that you know, I really became aware of and started conversations with our team and the county is the impact that the footprint will leave on what I think is such valuable property where the curve of this road happens between 134 and Nipissing. You know, their preferred alignment serpentines through there and eats up the most of that valuable property. And these other alignments too, and I'll just mention the one alignment that's not here, which was our original preferred, that runs on the very western border of it until it gets close to Classy Chassis and would go underneath 134, not underneath, 134 and Cedar Lake Road would be that grade if they would go underneath the train tracks. Which they say would add, what was it, Steve? $12 million to the project, which they're not interested in picking up. They also came up with these plans that they showed us that if it was built, we'd have walls, retaining walls, up to 18 feet tall for the area, which would kind of tunnel up everything and would not be aesthetically pleasing. But I have to question is, you know, the county is quick to say, according to our surveys and our studies, and I think their surveys and studies kind of reflect what they want. So we've actually are looking into their concept of what these walls are and seeing that there's a better mousetrap to be built. And then, like they said, the other option is, does this need to be built? So, that's the questions out there. And there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of moving parts in this thing.
Yeah, this is just a role. I remember Metro would have to be involved, and the county is suggesting that Metro build a station where the loader yard is now. This, any one of these alignments are probably, would probably also increase safety. People won't be walking across Cedar Lake Road to get to a train station. We basically push them all over to this area, but then you're going to have a problem getting out. There's a lot of issues here at play. But again, we just want to get this in front of you because this is a recurring meeting. We keep on talking with the county. We just want to keep you informed.
Well, I think also a big issue you've got to consider what are these options in, no matter what it comes down to being, is the ease of people getting downtown once they want to get off of this thing, because we're moving traffic through the town and we kind of hampered the ability to get downtown easy enough, we're going to kill our downtown business district.
They originally had a bypass basically in the call because there was no way to get on or off.
Right. Yeah. That's more of what I'm worried about. I mean, this should be a hamstring because of not detracting.
There's also fire issues. It will take 14 to 15 seconds longer if this actually the ride diagram was done for the fire department to get out of Cedar Lake Road. We'll do a fire up north. They've analyzed that because you have to close Cedar Lake, the old Cedar Lake Road, it's just a new option that was implemented. You can't have three crossings of the railroad tracks within that distance between Hart's and the 2 minutes to your lake. So again, there's a lot of issues that are here.
I went
to the village board. As an administrator, I sort of like blue. I don't like going through the annex unless I get a nice value for the property. I mean, it's a nice building there. It gives you a larger footprint over here, Trustee Newby, as far as development, if anybody wants to develop this area too, but we haven't even got there. It was part of the movement of could we actually move from here down to PW and save a lot of money, and then have a developer come in and develop this area here for retail and residential use. So again, there's all that mixed too, that whole thing. No.
But you still said that blue, they're not happy with it at all?
No, this is something that we gave to them for them to consider.
Okay. Because I don't like, I'm not talking about here, maybe else, with it forbidding me to steal it.
They were kind enough to do these options for us. There's a cost in each one, which we have not been getting yet. We have to fill out a survey, which can even sit out with my two engineers to make sure I answer the questions right. We can ensure, depending on how I answer those questions, will be dependent on which alignment they say we really fit.
And that one doesn't impact the school too much because of my survey.
And this might not happen for 15 years, but remember, our home is brand new, too.
I'll probably be on my own. I need to roll my chest.
Well, it's designed just for information.
Yeah.
Keep you aware that the project is still discussed and still trying to get something accomplished on this ancient task.
It's only been 40 years. I mean,
yeah.
And how many plants later?
Steve, thank you. Any other questions? Any new topics? If not, we get a motion.
We discussed that in the last meeting that we were maybe thinking about doing a Saturday morning get together to go over goals and plans. Is there anything more to talk about that?
I thought about it. If I got to get an RFQ or something done, really, I prefer to have someone else come in versus me.
Okay, well, how are we doing? I just think we should do it.
Yeah,
we got all the stuff written out. It's time to sit down and discuss it and think of something.
Yeah.
Just to advise, I think Saturday morning, I will not be able to.
Saturday morning would be fine then.
Touché. You got the doctor.
I'm very good. Sorry.
Maybe just a little long.
Man, what was your one of the new year? The evening then is easier for me though too. I do have a life outside of them this year, and so
you do. Then that means you're not working hard.
Someone who just recently left.
I bought new tires for my car.
I would find it around later. The only thing is that, you know, if we get into a good discussion, at least on a Saturday, and we have a little more, 5 or 6 hours, you know, during the week, people, you know, some people have to go to work.
He can't get it done in 2 hours, you're just talking about air.
Is it any Saturday or this morning?
Oh, I guess that's
any Saturday.
That's fine.
That's
fine.
Thank you for that information.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, okay. That's all.
They get a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. That's a certainty. All in favor? We are adjourned. Yeah. 7:07. Thank you, everybody.